Krishna book. And I will read from chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna. It's actually wonderful to be able to speak and read about Krishna and his pastimes. This is the person that we're worshiping, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so just like we want to get to know someone, we ask them about where they went to school, the friends they have, what they like to do. So these are the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we're trying to get to know who is Krishna. Wonderful Krishna. Without understanding the intricacies of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and without knowing his uncommon spiritual opulences, the innocent cowherd boys and men of Vrindavan began to discuss his wonderful activities, which surpass the activities of all men. One of them said, "My dear friends, considering his wonderful activities, how is it possible that such an uncommon boy would come and live with us in Vrindavan? It is really not possible. Just imagine. He is now only 7 years old. How is it possible for him to lift Govardhan Hill in one hand and hold it up just as the king of elephants holds up a lotus flower?" Imagine that. 7 years old. He's able to hold up Govardhan Hill. I have enough trouble holding up my arm here for any length of time. To lift a lotus flower is a most insignificant thing for an elephant. And similarly, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill without exertion. When he was a small baby and could not even see properly, he killed the great demon Putana. While sucking her breast, he also sucked out her life air. Krishna killed the Putana demon exactly as eternal time kills a living creature in due course. When he was only 3 months old, he was sleeping underneath a hand-driven cart. Being hungry for his mother's breast, he began to cry and throw his legs upwards. And from the kicking of his small feet, the cart immediately broke apart and fell to pieces. He was only 1 year old. He was carried away by the Trinavarta demon disguised as a whirlwind. And although he was taken very high in the sky, he simply hung on the neck of the demon and forced him to fall from the sky and immediately die. Once his mother, being disturbed by his stealing butter, tied him to a wooden mortar, and the child pulled it toward a pair of trees known as the Yamal Arjuna. and cause them to fall. Just imagine, this is Krishna as a small boy. Imagine all these activities. Imagine all the things that that Krishna can do. Once, while he was engaged in tending the calves in the forest along with his elder brother Balaram, a demon named Bakasura appeared, and Krishna at once bifurcated the demon's beak. When the demon, known as Vatasura, entered among the calves tended by Krishna with a desire to kill him, he immediately detected the demon, killed him, and threw him, imagine that, threw him into the trees, or into a tree. When Krishna, along with his brother, Balaram, entered the Talavan forest, the demon known as Dainakasura, in the shape of an ass, attacked them and was immediately killed by Balaram, who caught his hind legs and threw him into a palm tree. So when we're out and we see palm trees, just imagine this pastime. Although the Dainakasura demon was assisted by his cohorts, also in the shape of asses, all were killed, and the Talavan forest was then opened for the use of the animals and inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Pralambasura entered amongst Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, Krishna caused him to be killed by Balaram. Thereafter, Krishna saved his friends and cows from a severe forest fire, and he chastised the Kaliya serpent in the lake of the Jamuna River and forced him to leave the vicinity of the Jamuna. He thereby made the water of the Jamuna poisonless. Another one of the friends of Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so attracted by your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but this is impossible. Why are we so naturally affectionate towards him? Just imagine how wonderful it is. On one hand, he is only a boy of 7 years old. And on the other hand, there is a huge hill like Govardhan Hill, and he lifted it so easily. O Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt. Your son Krishna must be one of the demigods. He is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he is the supreme personality of Godhead." On hearing the praises of the cowherd men in Vrindavan, King Nanda said, "My dear friends, in reply to you, I can simply present the statement of Garga Muni so that your doubts may be cleared. When he came to perform the name-giving ceremony, he said that his boy descends in different periods of time in different colors, and that this time he has appeared in Vrindavan in a blackish color known as Krishna. Previously, he had a white color and then a red color, then a yellow color. He also said that this boy was once the son of Vasudev, and everyone knows of his previous birth, calls him Vasudev. Actually, he said that my son has many varieties of names according to his different qualities and activities. Actually, just like the ocean has many waves. If you ever sit there and watch the ocean and you watch the waves coming in, the waves just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, and they don't stop. They just keep coming. So just like that, Krishna has unlimited names, pastimes, just like the waves of the ocean. Gargacharya assured me that this boy would be all auspicious for my family and that he would be able to give transcendental, blissful pleasure to all the cowherd men and cows in Vrindavan. When I'm finished reading this, I'm going to ask if someone, several of you, or I can point, you know, I can request. I just want to hear if you can tell everyone here what is your favorite pastime of Krishna. Not necessarily in detail, but just something. Okay, good. Now all the heads came up. Even though we... Gargacharya assured me that this boy would be all auspicious for my family and that he would be able to give transcendental blissful pleasure to all the cowherd men and cows in Vrindavan. Even though we would be put into various kinds of difficulties, by the grace of this boy, we would be very easily freed from them. He also said that formerly this boy saved the world from an unregulated condition. And he saved all honest men from the hands of the dishonest thieves. He also said that any fortunate man who becomes attached to this boy, Krishna, is never vanquished or defeated by his enemy. On the whole, he is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who always takes the side of the demigods, who is consequently never defeated by the demons. Gargacharya thus concluded that my child would grow to be exactly like Vishnu in transcendental beauty, qualification, qualities, influence, and opulence, and that so we should not be very astonished by his wonderful activities. After telling me this, Gargacharya returned home, and since then we have been continually seeing the wonderful activities of this child. According to the version of Gargacharya, I consider that he must be Narayan himself, or maybe a plenary portion of Narayan. When all the cowherd men had very attentively heard the statements of Gargacharya through Nanda Maharaj, they better appreciated the wonderful activities of Krishna and became jubilant and satisfied. They began to praise Nanda Maharaj because By consulting him, their doubts about Krishna were cleared. They said, "Let Krishna, who is so kind, beautiful, and merciful, protect us." When angry Indra sent torrents of rain, accompanied by showers of ice blocks and high wind, Krishna immediately took compassion upon us and saved us and our families, cows, and valuable possessions by picking up Govardhan Hill just as a child picks up a mushroom. He saved us so wonderfully. May he continue to glance mercifully over us and our cows. May we live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 26th chapter of Krishna, Wonderful Krishna. So, can someone tell us what is a favorite pastime of theirs, of Krishna, that they've enjoyed reading or they really like from Krishna book? Nila Prabhu, can we bring the microphone, please?
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful reading, Prabhu.
Jai.
And a very nice kirtan harmonium. It was ecstatic. One of my favorite pastimes from Krishna book are the pastime where the gopis are going to enjoy rasa dance with Krishna, and Krishna leaves them, and they reflect, and they're grieving on how their mistakes maybe they made, and a little bit upset at Krishna. And the reason I like that is because it really gives you a window into how truly exalted pure devotees feel about with Krishna, and also sets an example for us. Of course, I'm very fallen, and I don't have that kind of nowhere near that kind of love for Krishna, but it really practically demonstrates how much separation the gopis feel, and how much love and how their lives are deeply attached to Krishna. And so it's really a wonderful story.
Of course, when Krishna left and he told the gopis that he will return, he never really left because he was always in their hearts. Someone else want to share a short story? Satchidanoy Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhu. It is said that the pastimes of Krishna are just like sweet pipe, which from whichever side you bite it, is sweet and pleasurable to the heart. Still, sometimes the pastime of Vrindavan is the sweetest of the sweet. And I also heard one time when Prabhupada, I read one time when Prabhupada said, "Bombay is my office, Mayapur is my place of worship, Vrindavan is my home." And that says a lot. So yes, it's hard to choose, but I've been reading lately the pastimes of Lord Brahma stealing the cows. Calves and friends of Lord Krishna, and it's just amazing. When Krishna wants to show you his supreme power, you just get dismantled. So Brahma was trying to trick Krishna, as all we know, but he's the supreme trickerer, he's the supreme mystic. No one can surpass Krishna. We know that the mothers, naturally, we know our mothers, they give affection to us. But when Krishna gives his affection, no one can surpass him. Fathers, mothers, even the animals, like the cows, to the calves, and the reciprocation they have was amazingly astonishing. Lord Balaram, his brother himself, was amazed. He was just contemplating, what is this? Is this display of the demigods' tricks or something? And then he realized, no. No one else can do that but Krishna. So many things like that. I mean, you can spend maybe the whole day just in one pastime talking about the different angles. And that's one of my favorites. Of course, Govardhan Hill too, and many other ones. Thank you, Prabhu.
When you were speaking that pastime, I was thinking how Krishna can do so many wonderful things, and we've seen that in even our own lives. I always think about Srila Prabhupada coming here, getting off and coming to Boston, and then coming to 26 Second Avenue, and to see what Srila Prabhupada went through to start this movement. Living in New York, I had the opportunity to go into 26 Second Avenue. Of course, it's open now as a temple. I was able to go into Srila Prabhupada's apartment. I kept pushing buttons on the front, you know, that buzzes you in. And I just started pushing all the buttons, and then suddenly it buzzed. And I opened up the door, and I went into the back. And I was able to get into the back building and go upstairs to where Srila Prabhupada lived. And it took me a few moments, and I knocked on the door, and then the door opened up a little. There was a chain, and I see an eye there. And I said that my teacher used to live here, and I would just like to see this apartment, please. And they opened up the door, and they let me come in. And to see the humble beginnings of what Srila Prabhupada started with, where he lived, and what he had to go through. And now look at what is available to us, the facility that's available to us with this Krishna consciousness movement, the big festivals that we have, the big temple, the gorgeous deity worship that we have, the books that we have. What to speak of the wonderful association that we have. And we can go on and on. So Krishna is wonderful in so many ways. And actually, Krishna wants to give us more. We just have to continue on in what we're doing, and Krishna will give us so much facility. Someone else have some short story they would like to say? Yes, Polly?
Well, my favorite is Baby Damodar, how he has been very mischievous, and Mother Yashoda wanted to bind him with rope, but it was always 2 inches too short. Was it 2 inches or 2 fingers? It was 2 inches, right? Okay, it was always 2 inches too short. And she's endeavoring so much, but still Krishna is, he still hasn't shown his mercy upon her. And then she's trying so hard. She's getting all this rope. Still not enough. Still 2 inches too short. And then she actually tries to engage others to come to Krishna service to tie him up. And still. But finally, by her full endeavor, Krishna says yes. Okay, I will let you bind me. So I just liked it, like how even Krishna can be binded by the love of the devotees and how we engage others, and it's very nice to me. So,
any of the ladies? We'll do one more. No, it's okay. All right. Anyone else? This will be the last one.
One day when all the gopis...
Please speak into the microphone.
one day when all the gopis of Raja were carrying their milk products, they were carrying to the market of Raja so that they can sell all the products there. And you must be knowing the story, how it goes, like Krishna broke the pot and they saw the beautiful form of Krishna and they were continuously thinking of the form. So they had the fight with Krishna, and but later on when the fight was resolved, they went to the market with their products. But they were still thinking of the beautiful face of Shyam Sundar. And they were, instead of calling out the names of their milk products, they were calling, take Shyam Sundar, you know, take Damodar. So instead of saying that, take milk $2 a gallon, so they were selling out Krishna because they were so much enchanted. So our one of the acharyas in our sampradaya has written this as Vikretu Kama Kila Gopa Kanya Murari Padar Pita Chitta Vritti Dadhyadikam Moha Vashad Vachat Govinda Damodar Madhveti. It was written by Bilva Mangal Thakur. So such is the beautiful form of Krishna which enchants everyone. Haribo.
Do you want to say something, Kevin?
I think the introduction to Krishna's pastime where Vasudeva takes him to Vrindavan and Krishna appears as Vishnu in front of Devaki and Vasudeva. Well, Krishna is Vasudeva, but just to know the suffering that Vasudeva and Devaki went through having six of their children. Is it six or seven? Six of their children unmercifully killed, and then to have Vishnu appear and take on the form of an ordinary human child and to appear as Krishna. And then for Vasudeva, who is so dutiful, to surrender his son to, sorry, my throat, to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. It's a sacrifice by Devaki and Vasudeva. And then my actually favorite part reading Krishna book was when Krishna goes back to Mathura to kill Kamsa, and he fights the wrestlers with Balaram. And because all the citizens there are serving Kamsa, he kind of walks through Mathura with a sense of confidence where he doesn't need to follow the rules. And there's one pastime where he punches someone, and yeah, I think because it was a servant of a demon, Kamsa, he just walked in through Mathura with all opulence, and all the gopis were looking at him lustfully, and he just had an air of confidence that was very very exciting to read about. And then when he killed Kamsa to save Devaki, it just came full circle for me.
Very nice. Thank you for saying this. So throughout the day, make it a point to go over to your god brother or god sister and tell them something about Krishna. A short story. You don't have to get into speaking the prayers of the personified Vedas, but something. Make it a point to do that. We have a very, very auspicious day coming up on Saturday. And Sunday as well, but Saturday is Janmashtami. So let's try to increase a little bit our hearing and chanting about Krishna's pastimes. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.